I do want to speak to Professor John Tong, who's available to have a conversation with us on the back of these comments from the two men hoping to be our next Prime Minister.
I think that the problems with the backstop, and I said I'm not attracted to, in a nutshell, no, is the answer, no, to time limits or unilateral escape hatches or all these kind of elaborate devices, glosses, codicils and so on that you could apply to the backstop. I think that the problem is very fundamental. It is really there. It has been devised by this country as an instrument of our own incarceration within the customs union and the single market. And
I'll take that note. I'll take that note.
Come out.
Mr. Okay. Hunt, would you?
The backstop, as it is dead. And so I agree with Boris. I don't think tweaking it with a time limit will do the trick. We've got to find a new way. But the thing that mustn't die, and if we're going to get a deal agreed, we will have to recognise this, is an absolute cast-iron commitment to the Republic of Ireland that we will not have border infrastructure. So what they liked in the backstop was the fact that it guaranteed that. If we're going to solve this, we've got to find another way of guaranteeing them that same thing. And I think Boris and I both think there is potential to do that.
That is the right way forward. Okay.
So there's the two men who are hoping to be our next Prime Minister talking about, I suppose, the issue within the whole Brexit debate that is most relevant to us, the backstop. Professor John Tong. John, good morning.
Good morning.
John, what do you make of this discussion from these gentlemen last night? Because the backstop is the deja vu issue. It just simply keeps coming round and round and round, and no one seems to have an answer to it. Is there an alternative?
Well, the language from Boris Johnson and Jeremy Hunt last night makes no deal appear almost certain now. I'd rush to the bookmakers and get a bet on if you can still find one that would give you a price, because frankly the European Union has been clear from day one that they want a backstop. The Irish government has been clear that it wants some form of backstop. The EU has always said it will deliver what the Irish government wants. And so where is the alternative? The only alternatives, if there's no backstop, are A, no deal, which I think we're heading for, or B, if the European Union gave a special dispensation for a bespoke UK-Irish trading arrangement, a sort of single market within the single market. But there's no sign whatsoever of that happening. You know, that would be the trading equivalent of the travel arrangement, the common travel area, special arrangements that apply between the UK and Ireland. But as that isn't on any prospect going to happen, then where's the alternative? We're looking at the UK leaving probably on the 31st of October without a deal, with all the risks and for supporters and potential benefits that entails.
So where is the safety net then for the Republic of Ireland in this that Jeremy Hunt is referring to? Boris doesn't mention the Republic at all, but Jeremy Hunt has some understanding of the plight of the Republic. What is the inevitable outcome then? Surely there'll be a pretty serious border.
There is no safety net, basically. In terms of whether there's a serious border, I think there's enough goodwill on both sides of that border that there wouldn't be much infrastructure placed at or very near the border, given the political sensitivities involved. But there has to be some sort of customs operation. The UK government is obliged to mount some sort of customs operation, and certainly the EU will defend the integrity of the single market. And discussions have been taking place between the European Union and the Irish government as to how the Irish government is going to enforce the European Union single market. That inevitably means disruption on either side of the border. Not because you're going to have a return to a trouble-style border, and not that these customs checks are going to be hugely intrusive in the first place. They'll be more about, as well, checking the standards of goods that are going across the border into the European Union single market, i.e. going from north to south. Well, given that there is no regulatory divergence on day one, that is the 1st of November, there is no regulatory divergence between the UK and Ireland, there's no need for a huge amount of checks on livestock or anything else going across that border. But in time, that operation will increase. And, you know, borders are not just about physical infrastructure. They're also about the psychology. And people have been used and have enjoyed having a seamless, semi-dormant border. They're not going to have that anymore. So, you know, the tone last night, what was really surprising, I think, was that Boris Johnson and Jeremy Hunt gave themselves no wriggle room on this whatsoever, given their language. So they're either both majorly bluffing, or we are looking at no deal by the end of October.
So no deal, as you're saying, that's what the smart money would be on at this moment in time. So who took the bigger risk to put this into today's parlance? Neil Armstrong trying to get back off the moon to get up to the lunar module, to get up to the mothership. Neil Armstrong with no backup rocket, or these guys taking us out with no deal?
Well, at least Neil Armstrong had a route back planned out from this if things went wrong. Boris Johnson and Jeremy Hunt, it'd be interesting to see what their plan would be if the economy went wrong within the 12 months following a no-deal Brexit. We know which sectors of the economy are going to struggle most from this. I mean, farmers operating near the border, for whom cross-border activity had become a routine part of their daily commercial life, they're going to suffer. They're going to suffer in terms of the disruption caused by a harder border, and they're also going to suffer because of the loss of subsidies from the European Union. I mean, there is a reason why the Ulster Farmers Union came out against Brexit, and certainly against a hard Brexit. There is a reason why most manufacturers in Northern Ireland have been against a hard Brexit. Now, they could all be wrong, and the economic forecast could all be wrong. You know, but again, one wouldn't want to take a short price on that. Whereas, you know, at least you know, for critics of hard Brexiteers, you could say that Neil Armstrong was more in touch with reality and in constant touch with Houston as to what was going to happen next throughout his adventure. It's certainly the moon landing was involved far greater planning than did a no-deal Brexit.
I feel inspired. I do, John. I do. Listen, good talking to you. Thank you very much indeed. Professor John Tong, Professor of Politics there across in Liverpool.